Good evening. It was 2 years and one day ago. We were trying to process, along with everyone else, the horror we had just witnessed at a school in Newtown, Connecticut. The world was watching back then, as they are again tonight. A school in Pakistan was attacked today by the Taliban, a suicide squad. And when it was over, upwards of 145 people were dead, virtually all of them children. And so today, halfway around the world, parents were yet again looking for children's names on a list. We get our report tonight from our chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel.
This was a well-planned massacre, a bloody 8-hour rampage executed without mercy. As the wounded arrived at a nearby hospital, they described the horror. We locked our classroom door from the inside, says Amir, but three attackers shot their way in and then shot at us. Shah was hiding under a desk and watched in horror as his teacher was killed. She tried to stand up to the gunman. They shot our teacher, he says, and then burned her body.
We're on our way to Peshawar.
NBC's Wajad Khan was at the scene of today's massacre.
This is the main boundary wall of the school, and we're being told that the assailants took advantage of the broken barbed wire, infiltrated the school, engaged the guards, killed them, and then went on to kill over 130 students.
Survivors say there were at least seven militants. Once inside, they entered an auditorium packed with high school-age students. One detonated a suicide belt. The others opened fire indiscriminately, then fanned out through the classrooms, firing as they went. Pakistani commandos arrived within an hour, but the militants had booby-trapped the school compound. Parents, some army officers, some civilians gathered outside the hospital, desperate for news.
Many of the kids in this school are the children of the soldiers who are fighting on the front lines of Pakistan's war on terror.
This summer, the Pakistani army launched a major offensive into the Taliban's border area stronghold, flattening villages, confiscating weapons. Today's attack was the Taliban's revenge. It drew condemnation from around the world, including from Pakistan's own Nobel laureate, Malala Yousafzai, shot by the Taliban for daring to go to school.
I call upon the international community, leaders in Pakistan, all political parties and everyone, that we should stand up together and fight against terrorism.
Tonight, it seems Pakistanis may be ready to come together and demand that their government take on those who dare to massacre so many innocent children.
This was an absolute atrocity. More than 130 dead children. But Brian, it could have been even worse. The attackers brought with them lots of ammunition, gasoline, food. They planned to stay inside this compound for as long as they could and keep on killing.
Just such a tragedy from overseas. Richard Engel starting us off here in New York tonight.